Is that better? Lovely. Welcome, everyone. I'll clear the meeting open. Thanks, staff and councillors, for their attendance. Yeah, we're all here. Apologies or leave of absence. We had some recorded. I'd like to ask for a leave of absence myself from the 15th of July to the 24th of July. I'll be in the state, but I won't be physically here. So can I ask that someone move that they accept my leave of absence from the 15th of July to the 24th of July? Thanks, Councillor Scott. Seconded Councillor Mason. All those in favour? Thank you for that. Any others?
I'm not sure the minutes are passed, but I'm away from the 21st to the 28th of July.
Yeah, of July. I think it was pre-recorded. Yep, that still stands. Yep. No problems. All right. No others? That's fine. And councillors, it's really probably more around the actual council meetings. If it's in the weeks or around that, it's probably not so important. It's probably just really council meetings. If you're not going to be here, instead of an apology, that's probably more appropriate. Very good. Item 3's response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time today is the nil. And petitions, deputations and submissions are nil. Moving on to item 6 is the confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting, the ordinary council meeting of the 26th of May 2026, and the recommendations that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of May on the 26th of May 2026 be confirmed as being a true and correct record of proceedings. Someone like to move that. Thanks, Councillor Rolls. The seconder. Councillor Vitale, thank you. Any comments or questions, Councillor Rolls, from anyone? All those in favour? I'll take that as carried. Thank you. Any announcements by a presiding member today? I don't really have anything to mention that's of any great importance that can't wait for briefing. Any other announcements by members? Well, move on. Disclosure of interest. I have two in today's proceedings, one from Councillor Vitale, in item 11.3.4, the licence agreement for 120 South West Highway. Councillor Vitale has declared a direct financial interest and will leave the meeting for deliberations on that item. And as a director of WOTSIC, and Councillor Rolls has declared a impartial interest in the same item, 11.3.4, as a committee member on the Peel Harvey Catchment Council and Biosecurity Group. Do I have any more? All good with that. Item 10, 10.1 is the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting held on the 3rd of June, and the recommendation is that Council receives and notes the unconfirmed minutes of the Bushfire Advisory Committee held on the 3rd of June 2026. As per Appendix 10.1, including the following recommendations, 1, to appoint John Michael Scott Wormsley as both the Council representative and the chairperson of the Bushfire Advisory Committee until the 30th of June 2028. And 2, that staff procure enough 3M respirators for each brigade member so that the personal protective equipment requirements of the Department of Fire and Emergency Services Safe Operating Procedure 3.2.1 are met for bush firefighting. 3A endorses option 3 as per report detail section 5.3 of the unconfirmed minutes subject to the following amendments. 1, one new bushfire control officer is appointed. 2, the VFES captain is appointed as a bushfire control officer. The responsibility of this new bushfire control officer be limited to incidental control. And 4, the responsibility of the new bushfire control officer to exclude voting rights in the Bushfire Advisory Committee and issuing permits to burn. 3B, and requests the CEO to make any necessary changes to the draft map as per Appendix 3. 3C, authorises the CEO to endorse the map once the changes have been made. 4A, keep the Shire Varuna firebreak notice, the camp and cooking fires notice, and the burning of garden waste and rubbish notice the same as 25-26 notices. 4B, keep the restricted and prohibitive burning times the same as 25-26 times. And 4C, note notes on the pamphlet that is issued with the rates notice that Brian Beals is the primary contact for issuing permits in the Runa and Hamill areas. 5A, appoint Sam Hull as the Bushfire Control Officer and Captain of Runa West Volunteer Bushfire Brigade for the remainder of the term. And 5B, appoints Brad Lewis as the Bushfire Control Officer for permit issuing only purposes. Someone like to move that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Vitale. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Bartle. Any questions on that item, Councillor Vitale? No? Councillor Bartle. Any other councillors bring anything up? No? All those in favour of that recommendation? Thank you. That recommendation is carried. 11.1 is the Lake Clifton Road and Forest Highway intersection. The recommendation states that Council 1 endorses the Shire's Freedom of Information and application to Main Roads Western Australia to obtain a full unredacted copy of the road safety audit completed for the Lake Clifton Road, Forest Highway and Dorset Road intersection, and 2 endorses the Shire's application to Main Roads Western Australia for a speed reduction on Forest Highway within the immediate vicinity of the Lake Clifton Road intersections pending the outcome of ongoing investigations and any future intersection upgrade works. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Odorizio. The seconder. And Councillor Mason, thank you. Councillor Odorizio, any questions or comments on that? Councillor Mason.
I look forward to getting my hands on that report.
Mm. Be interesting. Any other comments, councillors? Everyone's happy with that?
Well, second to what John's just said, it's a little bit disappointing that we've got to go to this stage to actually request this report, so as it affects us so severely. But, anyway.
Councillor Odorizio's moved. Councillor Mason second. All those in favour of that recommendation? That recommendation's carried. Thank you. Item 11.2.1, the provision of licensing services and non-road law functions. The recommendation is that Council 1, pursuant of Section 11 of the Road Traffic Administration Act of 2008, agrees to enter into agreement number DTM1753126 with the Department of Transport and Major Infrastructure for the provision of licensing services and non-road law functions for a period of 5 years, commencing on the 1st of July 2026 and expiring on the 30th of June 2031, subject to any minor amendments. 2, authorises the CO to execute agreement number DTM1753126, provision of licensing services and non-road law functions. And 3, authorises the application of the common seal of the Shire of Runa to agreement number DTM1753126, provision of licensing services and non-road law functions. Have a move for that recommendation. Councillor Rolls. The seconder.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Scott. I'd like to make an amendment to that recommendation, if I may, or move an amendment. I'd like to move an amendment, point 4, that Council authorises the CEO to investigate advertising to the community on the service that it is and the benefits of coming in and paying through the licences, as a sense of it's modest income generation, but it's certainly something. So I know there's some legalities that may need to be looked at, but if that's okay, just the wording of that, I'm not sure what it is, but authorise the CEO to investigate advertising and community awareness around of that service. That's point 4. So, Councillor Riles, are you happy with that change?
Definitely.
Yep, thank you. And Councillor Scott. Oh, happy with that? Captured that? Okay, thank you. There is someone out at the door out there. Which they want to come in? Anyway, sort of shadow. All those in favour of that recommendation? That amendment, thank you. Oh, that's carried. Item 11.2.2 is the adoption of amendment of local planning policy 18, the expenditure of cash and manure for clearing offsets. And the recommendation is that Council 1 notes that the proposed amendment to Local Planning Policy 18, expenditure of cash in lieu for clearing offsets, was advertised in accordance with Clause 4 of the Schedule 2 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulations of 2015. 2 notes that no submissions were received during the advertising period. And 3 adopts the amended Local Planning Policy 18, expenditure in cash of cash in lieu for clearing offsets as contained in Appendix 11.2.2. Someone like to move that recommendation? Thanks, Councillor Mason. Seconded, Councillor Rolls. Any comments or questions, Councillor Mason? Councillor Rolls? No, nothing to add. Anyone, any other councillors happy with that? I'll move that, all those in favour, sorry, of that recommendation. That recommendation's carried. 11.3.1 is the listing of payments for the month of May. Officer's recommendation that Council receives the following payments made through the month of May is written in that description. I'm not going through those numbers. As per Appendix 11.3.1, someone like to move the payer bills. Thank you, Councillor Rolls. Seconder, Councillor Bartle. Questions or comments on the payments? Anyone? No? All those in favour? It's carried. 11.3.2 is the statement of financial activity. Thank you. And I was going to have to. The officer's recommendation that Council 1 receives the statement of financial activity for the period ending the 31st of May 2026 as per Appendix 11.3.2 and 2 amends the 25-26 adopted budget as per below. AGL account 2254 planned expenditure to be increased by $45,468. BGL account 2243 reimbursement be increased by $32,338. CGL account 2212 planning salaries being decreased by $13,130. DGL account 7662 environmental centre building maintenance be increased by $10,600. EGL account 3292 design and consultancy be decreased by $10,600. And FGL account 1403 reimbursements to be increased by $8,581. GGL account 1044 buildings increased by $8,581. And HGL account 3624 OV98 Centennial Park car park decreased by $22,800. IGL account 3382Z990 road maintenance increased by $22,800. JGL account 4814 the history book reserve increased by $427. KGL account 7573 sale of history books increased by $427. LGL account 4714, the Recreation Centre Building Maintenance Reserve increased by $15,000. And MGL account 7162, AQ02 Recreation Centre Building Maintenance decreased by $15,000. Someone like to move that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Vitale. Seconder. Thanks, Councillor Rolls. Councillors, did you hear all that? Did you need to repeat it? It's all good. Any questions, Councillor Vitale? Councillor Rolls? Questions from other councillors on that? So we have to move money around. We have to show that we're doing it properly.
Absolutely.
So all those in favour of those amendments? Thank you. The recommendations carried. 11.3.3 is the 2026 Annual Policy Review, Part 2. Councillors, if you've had a chance, the opportunity to have a look through those, some of those were, they are revised almost each annually, aren't they? Some of them are.
We try to do them all every 3 years.
Every 3 years, they all get looked at. Sometimes changes of offices and responsibilities and wording and amendments, so there wasn't too much in that. They weren't reinvented as such. The recommendation is that Council approves all amendments made to the revised policies as collated and presented in Appendix 11.3.3. Someone like to move that? Thanks, Councillor Rolls. Seconded. Thanks, Councillor Bartle. Any questions, Councillor Rolls?
No.
No? Councillor Bartle. Any other questions on that policy review? All those in favour? It's carried. Councillor Vitale has declared interest in this item and is leaving the room. It's a direct financial interest. And Councillor Rolls has an impartial interest as a committee member. The recommendation to Council on item 11.3.4 is that Council 1 approves the Enviro Centre licence agreement in principle, subject to operational variation by the CEO, and 2 authorises the CEO to sign and execute all matters relating to the licence agreement. Would someone like to move that recommendation? Thanks, Councillor Mason. The seconder, Councillor Odorizio. Any questions or comments, Councillor Mason? Councillor Odorizio. No? Just like to say it's good to see this building finally having some tenants. It's been a little while, so congratulations on actually slowly getting the funding bits and pieces to actually get it done instead of, it's one of those ones we could never sort of kind of get grant funding for, but still an important thing to have in our community. Mm. All right. With that, all those in favour of that recommendation? Yep, that recommendation's carried. Thank you. Item 11.5.1 is the Tourism Council Western Australia Effective Marketing for Tourism Workshop. The recommendation is that Council notes the information provided in this report regarding staff participation and the key learnings from the Tourism Council Western Australian Practical AI for Social Media Marketing Workshop and Intermediate Social Media Workshop. Someone like to move that recommendation? It's Councillor Rolls. Seconder. Councillor Scott?
Yep.
Thank you. I'll take that pen tapping as a move.
That'll do.
Yep. any questions, Councillor Rolls or Councillor Scott on that item? No?
No, missed out on that one.
Yeah. So it was a good workshop. Very good. Any other questions on that? We'll take that to all those in favour of that recommendation. Recommendation's carried. Item 12 is business left over from a previous meeting is nil. I have no elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given, but item 14 is notice of motions for consideration of the following meeting. Do I have any? Nil at this stage. Do I have any new business of an urgent nature? I think it can wait. Everything's just too good. All right. With that, councillors, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you. 18.